You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this beautiful, glorious Friday. Beautiful, glorious Friday. We give God the praise. We are here to pray. We are here to pray, whether you're a student, probably today, not at school, but maybe at home, taking online lessons, or you're a worker who probably is on break, or even if yet to go on break, but you are here to pray. God bless you for the effort that you put in to be part of this prayer. It's time taken out of our busy schedules on daily basis, except on Wednesdays, and this time we dedicate to praying. And as you see, most of the prayers, particularly this year, building up ourselves in Christ Jesus, you see that the prayers are mostly on us, our character, our attitudes, building up our spiritual lives, and not about things. Not about things. Things are important, but Jesus who said that your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. And we have also learned from scripture in Acts 20:32 that as we are built up by the word of God, we lay hold on inheritances. That's the promises that Christ Jesus has for us as believers, or the promises that we are entitled to within the kingdom of God. We see them manifest in our lives. This year, no one will be disappointed in our midst as we pray together as a family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, today, our prayer is going to be centered mainly on experiencing glory through trust. So when you see on your screen, glory through trust, in effect or in essence, it's experiencing the glory of God through trusting the Lord. Now, when we hear glory, mostly, I mean, what you say, oh, glory, glory, we sing songs. Let the glory of the Lord rise upon us. Glory, glory, glory. What's glory? And so from the main Hebrew word, glory, which is kabod, it literally means weight. And it figuratively speaks of importance, honor, wealth, and splendor. So when you say, this person is glorious, he's heavy, he's important, he's wealthy, he's full of splendor. So when you talk about glory, kabod, weight, and you may not have it on your screen, but as you look at the title and you listen, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding.
Amen.
Glory. Glory often describes God's visible presence among his people, such as the glory which filled the tabernacle. We know in the Old Testament, when the tabernacle was built, the glory of God filled the tabernacle and showed his power and also his favor upon his people. Today is glorious Friday, and that is why I don't want us to pray amiss, but to understand what we are praying about, and that's why I'm going through the meaning of glory. In the Greek, glory is the word doxa, which means radiance. So just imagine it. Radiance, splendor, majesty, honor, and reputation. And you know reputation, especially in our generation, reputation says a lot. And it is used for God's divine majesty and reveals his greatness, the greatness of Jesus' life, cross, resurrection, and coming again. So when you talk about glory, and today we are looking at experiencing divine glory or the glory of God through trusting the Lord, then it gives you an idea that you experience radiance, splendor, beauty, honor. These are the things that we're talking about. You experience them in your spiritual life. It will manifest in the physical in Jesus' mighty name. The glory of God rests upon all those who trust God in trials. Every challenge is an opportunity for God's glory to be revealed through our faith. And we find this in Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. You need to trust that no matter what the situation is right now, as you fix your eyes on the Lord Jesus and you trust him, everything is going to work out. Everything is going to turn out good in Jesus' name. But we need to trust the Lord where we let go or try to hold on to things by our own strength, and then we allow him to work things out. It will only take us trusting in the Lord. That is to say, to experience beauty, splendor, to experience all the good things that we've seen the word glory means, we ought to take a decision to trust the Lord. Trusting the Lord means that deciding not to be anxious, deciding not to worry, but to trust that anything that you've handed over into God's hands is going to work out for our good. We know from Romans 8:28, all things work out for good to them that love the Lord. Even in miracles, we know and we have seen that sometimes you have prayed. It may seem that the prayer has not been answered, but the truth is that it's been answered but not manifested yet. Daniel, even when fasting and praying 21 days, what did Angel Gabriel say? That from the very first time Daniel prayed, when he started, that very day he was dispatched. But the principality wrestled with him and stopped, tried to his best to stop him until Michael came to assist or to contain that angel for Gabriel to move on to deliver the message. When we pray, the Lord hears us. We serve a living God whose ears are not deaf. So understand that you may have not seen the prayer answered yet. In the spirit, the Lord has heard, but there's the need for time. And God's time is not always what our time is. But at the end of the day, the Lord, some way, somehow, will deliver an answer in the mighty name of Jesus. So trust in the Lord and don't give up. Trust and don't give up. The glory of the Lord is manifested per time. As you keep walking with the Lord, you realize that you experience more and more honor. You experience more and more beauty. Everything doesn't just happen in one day. Yes, in essence, it has happened. But over time, it manifests. Jesus didn't do all the miracles in one day, but yet he was the Son of God. The day he cursed the fig tree, it was the following day when they came. Then they saw that this tree had withered, but he had cursed it the day before. Prayer you prayed last week, Don't think God's ears are deaf. As you keep on, and even remember when he spoke about the woman who had a case with the judge and kept telling this judge, Jesus says that how much more our Father in heaven, who doesn't give snakes instead of fishes nor stones for bread, how much more him? He has heard, and he keeps hearing you, and you will see the manifestation of his glory in your life over time as you keep on with the habit of prayer. God richly bless you today. Our first prayer, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are praying that, Father in heaven, help me to keep walking by faith, not by sight, in every season, in Jesus' name. I don't want to give up. Help me, Lord. Increase my faith, even as we prayed yesterday. Today, help us, Lord, to keep walking by faith. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We are weak, you are strong. Lord, we are weak, you are strong, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep walking by faith in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep walking by faith in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. From Job chapter 13, verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I'll maintain mine own ways before him. Even through painful seasons, through challenging times. Even through challenging times, we must keep on. We must keep on. We must keep on trusting. Giving your life to Jesus doesn't mean that, hey, you lie on a bed of roses. No challenges. No. Jesus actually says that anybody that seeks to follow after me must carry his own cross. So everybody has a cross to carry. And he never promised that there will be no tribulations. He said that after all, you get the houses, the lands, everything, you see. And with this, in addition, tribulations. So challenges will forever be there. But that is why the grace of God is sufficient for us. That even through challenging times, we'll still keep our trust in the Lord in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So we are praying that, Father in heaven, give me the grace to trust you. Even in painful seasons or challenging times. That I won't go and put on my status. Hey, men are wicked, women are wicked. No. I'll go and put on my status. Hey, that's... be careful of everybody around you. No. I won't have, because Jesus knew what was in man, and yet he knew what was in man, yet he did not give himself to man. He knew how to, through challenging, it wasn't crocodiles that crucified Jesus. It was people. It was his own people, the same people who he had come to save. And yet, through challenging times, Jesus still faced the cross. Isn't that wonderful? May the Lord help us, even as we lift up our voices in prayer right now. Father in heaven, give me the grace to trust you through every moment, even through challenging moments, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ramamaya We are praying our last prayer, Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Let the glory of this present and coming season this year be greater than the former in my life, O Lord. This is what we are praying. That this year be better than last year in the name of Jesus. This season be better than the previous season, according to God's word in Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. Prophetically, let's lift up our voices in the mighty name of Jesus. In the body name of Jesus. Rabaya Barabaya Kabara Riaba. I am no 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 If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, scripture says that the fool saith in his heart, there is no God. Every man or woman, under normal circumstances, believes that there is a supreme being. So even by natural judgment, only a fool will say that there is no God. However, it's not just about there being a God, but it's about the way to our God, the creator of heaven and earth. And he has said in his word that the only way to have access to him is through his son, Jesus Christ. You may have come from other beliefs, whether through believing about stones, rivers, or whatever traditions your family has been in. But Jesus, and it's only Jesus, the Son of the living God, who has said that he's the only way, the truth, and the life. So I subscribe to you by the mercies of God, that for once and finally open up your heart to Jesus Christ. You can only do so in faith, trusting that as you take this decision, that which he has said, that you become a child of God, not born by human flesh and by the Holy Spirit. As he has said it, by taking this decision, it will be so in your life. It is a walk of faith, not by sight, but you see the manifestation of God's glory as you take this step of faith. Just say this short prayer after me, and it shall be so in your life. Lord Jesus, I stand before you today, a sinner unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me today. And Lord, from this day onwards, please be the Lord over my life. Let me be your servant. And Lord, grant me life forevermore and empower me by your Holy Spirit to live a life that's pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Ago in the service, please contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.